So I want to go over the effect size and power rules handout a little bit under effect size estimates. You're going to be given statistical output from an SPSS manual, or SPSS output from a package. One of the things you'll be asked to do on each and every story problem is calculate the effect size. If you're doing a correlation, R is the effect size. You don't have anything to calculate. There is no way to go into this very nice computator and plug R in anywhere and get R back. Okay? If it's a correlation, you already have the effect size. If it's a chi-square, you plug the chi-square in here, you plug the number of people in the study here, you click on compute R for degrees of freedom 1, because all of the chi-squares on this test will have a single degree of freedom, you get your R value. For the correlations, you plug in the F, you plug in the first degree of freedom in the numerator, which will always be 1 on this test. You plug in the second degree of freedom, which is the denominator or error, the second one in the parentheses, and you carefully choose whether it's between or within. Okay?